Hi everyone, Scrapponomics is sponsored by Friedland Industries, and I'm your host, Mike Bass. We have some exciting news. We have our first intern ever working part-time at Friedland. Here's why we're so geeked. We've talked plenty of times on Scrapponomics about how, while we're excited that the public is interested in recycling these days, there does seem to be a disconnect between what people think and want recycling to be versus what it actually takes in reality to make it happen. It's the reason we've decided to focus so much on education, and really, Scrapponomics is a perfect example of that effort. While we have great partnerships with institutions like MSU and LCC, it occurred to us that only some of the students are aware of those partnerships. And really, they're the future engineers and business people and policymakers, so it's important to us to help educate them on what recycling really means. One awesome thing is that our student is an economics major and is super interested in learning about how the scrap markets fluctuate on a micro and macro level. So we're training him like we'd train anyone else, from the ground up. He'll be sorting paper, metal, plastic, and electronics until he understands the basic differences between them. Then, we'll show him how those materials get remelted and repulped at mills, foundries, and refineries, and bought and sold on global commodity markets that change on a minute-by-minute basis. Pretty exciting stuff. But perhaps the most exciting thing about this is that we feel like we're finally beginning to bridge a gap that's been between academia and the workforce outside of it for far too long. And you know, sometimes I feel like our future depends on bridging that gap. After all, to quote FDR, "We cannot always build the future for our youth, but we can build our youth for the future." So anyway, thanks for listening, and tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics. Until then, you can listen to more episodes at scraponomics.com.